Cheese dip. It's a staple on many restaurant menus, and it turns out to be a Southern thing. According to the film In Queso Fever, a movie about cheese dip, it was invented in Arkansas in 1935 by the owner of the restaurant Mexico Chiquito.
And so we've taken that and we're making it on our own.
That's John McClure. He's the World Cheese Dip Classic Festival director.
And, you know, created what we think is the best food festival in Arkansas.
The first World Cheese Dip Classic was held in Little Rock in 2010. That event was so successful, with over 6,000 attendees and 225 gallons of dip, that the organizers have decided to hold regional competitions, the winners of which will then go on to the WCDC. The inaugural Northwest Arkansas Cheese Dip Classic is this weekend. McClure hopes it will be the first of many regional cheese dip competitions.
The idea has been from day one is to take that, what I call spread the cheese dip love to other parts of the country. And, you know, in Atlanta, at Austin, we're looking at Madison and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So there are a lot of different parts of the country that are interested in doing these regional competitions. And the natural, you know, the first spot was Fayetteville. As the first spot, because there are a lot of good cheese dips in Northwest Arkansas.
Some of those dips will come from restaurants like the Flying Burrito, who will compete on the professional level. Attendees will vote on their favorite professional, amateur, and Greek dip. No, not dips made with feta. The event has partnered with the University of Arkansas Fraternities and Sororities. Fitting, as the beneficiary of the event is the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas. In addition to the traditional cheese dips, attendees can expect to see some with a bit of a twist. In the past, they've seen a lobster bisque dip, as well as a vegan version.
You know, that's a great thing about cheese dip. It's so versatile because you can utilize so many different cheeses, meats, spices, that people's creativity just goes through the roof. And that's what we want to, you know, we want to get the people up in Northwest Arkansas the chance to really, you know, get creative. And you know, the professional division winner wins a trip to Little Rock.
In addition to automatic entry into the World Classic, there will be cash prizes and trophies designed by local artists. After the cheese dippers have cast their votes, they may stick around for Fayetteville Foam Fest, the area's first ever craft beer festival. This event's organizer, Brandon Karn, says that it will be a day full of fun, bringing together two of people's most favorite things, cheese dip and beer, while giving pint enthusiasts and amateur sippers a chance to taste varieties otherwise unavailable to them.
Beers probably that they've never had before or seen at the liquor store and thought about buying but not bought because they don't know, you know, if they're going to like it. And, if you know, craft beer can get expensive, so this will be an opportunity for them to sample some that they've wanted to purchase in the liquor store or sample beers from countries that they've never sampled before, from different microbreweries from across the country.
Ticket holders will receive a 2-ounce mug to sample over 200 types of beer. The beer is provided by local distributors and breweries. Karn says that an event of this kind was much needed in the area.
This region, you know, has got the potential to be craft beer region of Arkansas, with all the college kids and the breweries popping up. So it's just kind of a natural thing to do in this area, and I think we've had good response and people are excited. And
proceeds from the Foam Fest portion of the event will go to the organization Feed Fayetteville. The Fayetteville Sip and Dip is open to all ages, and there will be children's activities. The day will also be filled with live local music. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.